If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Just doesn't get old. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful things. Benson Boone. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Friday. How are you? It's the weekend and we've got weekend tickets. We have tickets to your weekend.
How do we do it?
I don't know, Vinny. It's every day I'm amazed. What? More? All week we've been doing this. So here we go. Today's I think this is the last day for this too. I think we got, because we've got something big coming up on Monday. You know, it's the week of Valentine's Day. Got to do something special for that. So the weekend tickets, you know, the artist, the weekend, not tickets to the actual weekend. 9:05 today, we'll have a pair for you. There's another pair at 12:05. And Jane has three pair this afternoon, 405, 505, and 605. Listen for code words. Text the code words to the contest line. And you'll be entered for a pair of tickets to see the weekend on the After Hours Till Dawn tour, July 8th. At Levi Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation.
Does his new album come out today?
I don't think so. I didn't see
Funny, I looked this morning. iTunes or Apple.
It came out last week or something.
Maybe that's it. There's so much new music released every Friday on this. And there, I don't recognize any of the names. And it really does go to show, like, people can make their own records, but you're not going to know anything about them unless they've got a record company behind them promoting them and getting them out there.
Well, and, you know, so every week I actually get a little feed about what's new, and then I go over to Apple Music, and I always think to myself, of all the there's a zillion artists, and people can put whatever they want to onto all the services, but Apple will highlight like 20. Mm. You know, they're right there in your sort of in your homepage of like new music to browse through. And that's got that must take money. That must be like Universal Records says, get our thing in the first position there.
Or just, you know, handshake deals. Like, you know, you do this for us.
Right, we'll do that for you.
Yeah, it works the same way with podcast charts.
Like, is that so?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a paid thing, but it is a leverage thing.
A relationship.
Yeah. Like if you that was part of what my job has been is
who
like,
do
to
I
know,
have to sleep with to get my podcast at the top of this chart?
Yeah.
Because I'll do it.
By the way, the weekend album came out on the 31st.
So it was last week.
Yeah.
Okay. Can't remember if we played anything off of it. I don't think we did last Friday. Did we?
We don't do that as much as we used
to. We really don't. It's a whole
there
process.
It is, the weekend. Hurry up tomorrow. Okay, yeah.
Hurry up tomorrow, right after All Night Till Dawn. No, After Hours Till Dawn. Hurry up tomorrow.
The third song on there is I Can't Bleeping Sing.
Oh.
That's what it's called.
That's pretty good. Is it called bleeping or with the F word?
The F word.
Oh, okay. Phew. There's some interesting stuff today. I got a couple Taylor things.
Oh, good.
Travis Kelce
Yeah.
is on the Chiefs. And he's dating a lady you might know, and her name is Taylor Swift. And they've been going, I don't know, what is this, 2 years now? It's been a while.
Is it that long?
A year and a half. Maybe not this past summer, but the summer before, right? He went and saw her on the tour, and he was at Arrowhead and left her a note or something because they were like, no, you can't see her. No one sees her. She's got to sing for 3 hours. She's not doing meet and greets.
They started dating September 2023.
Okay. Well, all right. There you go. End of the summer last year. So Travis, he doesn't need any drama heading into the biggest game of the year. But the Swifties are pissed at him.
Why?
Because you probably heard that President Trump is also going to be at the Super Bowl. He'll be the first sitting president to attend the big game.
I just read what he said and what Mahomes said and what Jalen Hurts said. So I'm curious where they're tripping. Go on.
So this is first time that a sitting president has been at the big game. And
ever?
Apparently so. He'll be the first sitting president to attend the game. The Super Bowl.
Huh.
I know. It is sort of mystifying. And look, we all know it. This country is super divided right now. Like, it's almost like you can't talk about anything because someone's going to get pissed at you. Like, how dare you be on the other side? How dare you say this thing that doesn't align with what I think?
How dare you say we're divided, Sarah?
I know. Right. Exactly. It's just, I don't know. It's sad. But anyway, he said, this is Travis Kelce. He's weighing in on the president of the United States being at the Super Bowl. He says, no matter who the president is, I know I'm excited because it's the biggest game of my life. It's a great honor having the president there. It's the best country in the world, and that's pretty cool. Pretty neutral.
He couldn't have. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how it works in the NFL. I don't know if the coach as basically the boss of those people sits them down at some point and says, we print money here. That's what we do. We print money. You keep your mouth shut.
There's one thing that Americans aren't divided on. It's we love football.
Yeah. We
don't alienate half of the audience.
Money. So find a way to handle that without going off the rails.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything. The thing is, they get asked. Everybody gets asked.
There's the press. And we just talked about this. Marshawn Lynch was showing up to these events he had to go to and saying, I'm only here so I don't get fined. They have to go to these things and they sit there and they run the gauntlet. They have to answer all the questions of all the people. One of the ladies asked Jalen Hurts, the QB of the Eagles, do you feel like there'll be more pressure on you now that a president will be attending the game? And he said, no, ma'am.
Same amount of pressure. Got a lot of pressure on me.
I like that.
Yeah.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, these guys are all trying their hardest not to step in it.
Right. And I feel like Travis is trying to not step in it. It's a very, very neutral, no matter who the president is, I'm excited. It's the biggest game of my life. It's a great honor having the president there. It's the best country in the world. That's pretty cool. I'm answering your question, and I'm trying not to step in it.
So what do the Swifties want from him?
Because Trump has gone directly after Taylor in the past, they say, because she doesn't support him, because we're all divided, he one time posted, I hate Taylor Swift on Truth Social, in all caps. And he also used AI-generated images to make it look like she was a Trump supporter. So one of the Swifties is like, to Travis, they say, fence sitting to please the media and public for a man that has directly attacked your girlfriend is lame. They're very harsh, these Swifties.
I can live with that. Mm-hmm. I would say grownups have to make a lot of decisions all day, every day, in places where they might say something that they feel or think and then they go, I really, really want the paycheck and I really don't want to burn my coworkers or my league. And I'm just going to have to go with, if I ever see that guy in a dark alley, he's going to get it internally. But for now, I'm going to be PC.
Yeah. The answer to the question is, are you excited the president's going to be there? Or, how are your feelings about that? Just I'm really focused on the game. I just, all I care about is this, you know, we've been working hard all season for the game. I was just worried about the game. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter who's in the audience. I am focused on the game. That's the answer to every question.
I don't know how old the person was that texted that.
Oh, there's a zillion of them. Just a couple. Another quote was, if my boyfriend says it's a great honor to have the man that slanders me constantly, I'd break up with him immediately. Oh, no. What will happen? The timing is... It's not awesome.
I'm going to guess that Taylor understands, but I don't know. Maybe not.
Ironically, there's some unidentified source that says it's important to Taylor to not steal the spotlight from Travis. Oopsie. She doesn't want to be the center of attention. She just wants to support Travis and help him focus on the game. By the way, this story is in the Times of India. The Times of India, everyone.
It made it there and back, huh?
Yep, weighing in on what's happening. I mean, it's kind of everywhere, but it's also in the Times of India.
Okay.
Thank you, India, for, you know, having a bun in the Super Bowl oven. I like this story. It's not great news. It's what I wondered about this because if you've ever had somebody use you, let me just tell you the story and then you tell me what you think about this. Taylor is, according to TMZ, pissed off at Blake. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are a married couple. They're both big stars. And Blake Lively made a movie with a guy named Justin Baldoni called It Ends With Us, based on a book. It's a good movie, really good. It was a hit. It made hundreds of millions of dollars. And at some point during the course of making it, apparently she was like, I would like the rights to this. And it seems like it's sort of a PR war. And now there are massive lawsuits and Taylor is pissed off because she's been dragged into this, according to TMZ. Taylor Swift feels that she was used by Blake Lively in her war with Justin Baldoni, and she resents Blake calling her one of her dragons and leveraging her name to get what she wants. So the story behind this is there was some critical meeting with just Blake and Justin Baldoni at Blake and Ryan Reynolds' New York City penthouse. Justin shows up. He's there to discuss a scene that Blake herself had apparently rewritten for It Ends With Us. Justin has said that the meeting got pretty heated and then he felt ambushed because at the end of the meeting, Taylor and Ryan showed up. It was apparently like a 2-hour meeting and these two walk in at the very end of it, which actually seems like maybe she just scheduled them for, you know, a friend thing later and their meeting lasted 2 hours. So anyway, some well-connected source close to Taylor, but not so close that they're not going to tell TMZ all about it. Taylor came to Blake's apartment at the time that Blake told her to, not knowing that anyone else would be there. She had no idea there was some meeting going on with Justin Baldoni. This is the director of Blake and his movie. He also co-stars in it. He's about to leave. Taylor walks in. She's introduced to him for the first and only time. All Taylor said to Justin was how excited she was to see the movie because, it was, you know, he's her friend's boss. Ha ha ha. One source says Taylor believes Blake timed her meeting with Justin so that Taylor would arrive before he left and is baffled by Blake later characterizing her as her dragon. The source says that Taylor said, it's weird to say that about a friend. The quote about the dragons, mm-hmm. as this is what Blake said via text, apparently, to Justin Baldoni. If you ever get around to watching Game of Thrones, you'll appreciate that I'm Khaleesi, and like her, I happen to have a few dragons. For better or worse, but usually for better, because my dragons also protect those I fight for. So really, we all benefit from those gorgeous monsters of mine. You will too, I can promise you. Yeah.
Everybody knows Taylor is Khaleesi.
Well, here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Taylor has a right to be pissed. She's now been pulled into a lawsuit.
They're talking about getting a deposition from her about this meeting.
Oh, they're going to get a deposition from her because she's involved, because her name's been thrown out there in such a profound way. Here's what I would say. I bet you if Blake had gone to her friend Taylor and said, I'm having a real problem here. I could really use your weight behind me on this.
And some input, right? Be present at this.
I would guarantee you that Taylor would have said, I got your back.
I'll do it. You're a very close friend of mine.
But the incredible manipulation there is...
Doesn't it feel that way?
Well, you just said, well, maybe they just had a friend date for a certain time and it went... I don't believe that at all.
I know.
What I believe is that there was an absolute setup in place and the manipulation's profound. And she may, in the end, she may be proven that he is a total jerk and that this movie, or I should say, the next two movies in this series are hers to do what she wants. That's all fine and well, but I would say the manipulation worked then because she got what she wanted.
She got what she wanted.
Yeah. Good luck, everyone who does business with her going forward, but that's not my problem.
Right. Yikes, right?
I mean, if someone you cared about came to you and said, I need you to have my back.
Right.
You'd say, I got it.
I will.
I'm there.
Yeah.
But if someone, well, and I don't know. I'd be bothered if someone manipulated me into a position. That would bother me too.
Yeah. So now, of course, the world falls apart. Will she be in the box with Taylor? She's been to lots and lots of games with Taylor. And Ryan Reynolds has been to a few of them too. So
no, they know this is the biggest show.
They want to be on this.
Of the year.
Yeah.
Bigger than the Oscars. Bigger than what just happened. The Grammys.
The Grammys.
It's the biggest show of the year. The Super Bowl. No question.
100 million people will watch it. More than that. Incredible. So there you go.
So are they going? You're not going to tell us?
I don't know.
Will they be there?
I guess we'll find out.
What do your people say?
My people don't. They're saying that Taylor's pissed. But then there's another camp that says, no, Blake says they're talking all the time. Everything's fine. No, don't worry about it.
Mm. Well, you're in a situation now. Are you going to actually make a stand publicly and burn Blake? Like now you're at war with Blake too.
Right.
And Blake's already in a fight with this other guy. Like, it's too messy.
It is pretty messy. I don't know what the answer to any of it is. I really, honestly, it's so, plus it's TMZ. So I'm like, what stupid source? All they have to do is say, oh, we have a source and we don't have to reveal our source. And they can write anything they want.
I mean, it doesn't sound far off to me.
I know.
That sounds based in reality.
Isn't it sad that Taylor Swift, like they say some trusted source from Taylor Swift, like that's someone that Taylor trusts is telling TMZ this stuff?
Maybe purposefully.
Maybe. Maybe Taylor's like, maybe get the word out there that I'm pissed
about
this.
I'm not okay with having been pulled
into
this.
I don't want to be involved in this. Exactly. Because it sounds, I mean, even the description of the meeting is she walked in, was surprised, like, oh, hi. I'm meeting my friend's boss. How you doing? I've heard a lot about you.
I could see Taylor feeling like, I'm not in that movie. I don't care about the script. I want my friend to do well. I root for her.
Right.
I root for my friends. I understand that feeling. I always root for my friends.
But I don't want, you know, you to throw me in the face of somebody saying I would, you know, burn you.
I'm not going to go talk to Deepak's, you know, assistant and be like, hey, my boy likes his stuff like this. I don't know. I don't know if there's a parallel anywhere there, but I'm saying, you know, it's just
not sure about that one.
Ridiculous. Whatever. I'm just saying, you know, you wouldn't want to be involved in their stuff.
You don't want to be used. It's like, it's kind of getting back to what I was first, like people have been in that situation where somebody sort of puts words into your mouth on their behalf. And it is a feeling where you're like, okay, I'm here and I'm hearing this and I'm being told that I'm on your side. Like it's like a misuse of a friendship, I guess.
For sure.
To feel like you were taken advantage of because you love this person. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean,
there are very successful manipulative people in this world, though.
You are right about that,
and
my friend.
Often, those people burn the midnight oil, working out all the scenarios, and then they go, I got it! And they put a plan in action.
Execute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here it is. First this will happen, then this. I'll leave you with this, Vinny, because I know that you are a Cheech and Chong fan.
I love those boys.
This is my kind of gym rat. Are you rolling the video? Click, click. Yeah, there you go. This is, my doctor said to spend 30 minutes a day in the gym. And here are two old guys that Vinny and I grew up with. It's Cheech and Chong, still alive and well. And I mean, it looks like drinking beers in the gym.
Oh, that's weird because they're not beer drinkers. Are you sure they're not drinking doobie weed?
You know,
I bet they are because there's so many drinks out.
Plus, I'm sure they're promoting some drink.
Well, that's
right?
What I would think is that they've got some kind of CBD or
whatever they're doing in that gym. It does not involve breaking a sweat or working out. I mean, I guess one of those 12-ounce curls of whatever it is you're drinking. It's just so I really did think to myself, I wonder how they'll look. And they look fantastic. Cheech and Chong.
I know it's aimed directly at me and my people.
Which is why I've showed you.
Whenever I'm on Instagram and I see a little reel or a meme or whatever with them on it, I gotta watch that.
By the way, Cheech, nice Crocs. Very nice.
Oh, Cheech.
That's right.
Oh, Cheech.
It's important to wear your Crocs. All right, Vincenzo, what's coming up in the news?
Cheech, come bingo.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram to see pictures from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. That's right. This time tomorrow, you'll be able to hear Sarah and Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week. Every Saturday morning on Alice.
Good time.
Check us out over here, everybody.
Okay.
Weirdly, as I mean, I was laying in bed last night and the storm was heavy. Mm. The wind, all of the stuff. So I just want to repeat real quick. Thanks, PG&E, for keeping the power on.
Yeah.
Also, I had looked at, like, while I was sitting there listening to the storm, I went and checked, and it looked like things were supposed to clear out this morning, and yet, still rain this morning.
Yeah.
Should be moving out as the day moves on, and we might even see sunshine later today, and we should have a nice weekend. Nice sunny weekend.
Great. So,
it won't be hot. It'll still be in the 50s, but sunshine. I'll take it.
Yeah. I would, oh man, I hate to even wish for it, but Wednesday was just such a, which is so, it was like the whole month of January was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like Wednesday just really was an important, like a mental health day for me. Like, oh my God, brace yourself for the next storm in the stack.
Well, you know, winter. I mean, we don't have winter the same way all the winters through your childhood were.
Right.
But yeah. You want to try and brace yourself for the bad weather and soak it up when you got
when you
the
can.
Chance.
Right.
I can't even imagine being shut in for date like a Chicago winter. Mm. Just shut in.
Well, when you're a kid, it's fine. Because you're like, I'm going outside and play. Well, actually, kids don't go outside and play anymore. Right. Am I crazy?
Dear George. What are you doing?
I'm dumb.
This Sunday is the Super Bowl, if you haven't heard.
Oh. Huh, what's that?
It doesn't matter.
You either know or you don't.
Oh, everyone knows. In fact, let me jump ahead to a story.
All right.
They say here, why do you watch the Super Bowl? 2% say they watch for the announcer's commentary.
Really?
I get it. It's like a joke. Like, but, you know, some people are so mad at the announcers. It's actually embarrassing. Like, that's just a guy trying to, you know, tell you about the game.
Trying to tell you what's happening.
I'll tell you though, I've seen that so much. So I've said that I watch the Pro Surf Tour. I love pro surfing. I watch it. It comes across on the internet, and they tour the world and show these contests from faraway places. And yet, as much as I love that sport, and as much time as I have spent broadcasting, if I were offered the sweet gig of being a surf contest announcer, which I've done before,
pretty sweet gig.
On the local level.
Bruh, that was gnarly.
I absolutely would not do it.
Oh.
Because you become the hated announcer. Oh, you didn't say that, right? That's not. And suddenly
you're
like
saying
this,
you're under scrutiny and it's just.
And it's there you are just trying to talk about the thing you love more than anything. And there are people online and all over the place going, fire that guy. He's the worst.
What an idiot.
Tom Brady, what does he know about football? Oh, nothing. I don't know. I mean,
nothing.
Maybe everything there is to know about football.
Mm. It's all about perspective, man.
God.
He doesn't play defensively. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what it's like, man.
He doesn't know.
No.
In a new poll, 30% of people said their favorite part is the game. That's why I'm there.
Oh, I'm there for the ads.
I like the ads too. But I enjoy ads on every show.
Yeah, I know.
I know
you enjoy ads.
You can't possibly watch them. I'm up on most ads.
Yeah.
And when I see a good one, I think to myself, that was radical.
Yeah.
Like they nailed that.
Right. It's just that. You always wind up seeing the same ads.
Well.
You know, that bothers me. And then also the ads where I'm like scared of some mystery disease that I don't even know what that medicine's for. And it's a 2-minute long commercial and like all the bad things. I'm like, who has to take this? Like, what is this for? And who would ever take this? It sounds, ask your doctor, but no, I don't want that one.
17% tune in mostly for the commercials.
Yeah, I like that.
And they say in recent years, they've been very disappointing. compared to the heyday 20-ish years ago. And I think that that is part of the problem is what Sarah's been talking about, which is they release these ads to the internet.
We've seen them all. And so what you end up seeing the 30-second version of the thing that you were like, the first time you saw it, you're like, oh, that was really funny. That was really good. Oh my God, this is the one. Watch this. Oh, they didn't show that one part that I liked. We'll look it up on the internet. And you know what's really annoying? I'm going to tell you.
Oh boy.
I look at these ads beforehand.
Yeah.
And also I go, I'm like, I click on it. I'm like, okay, let's take a look at this. I go to YouTube to watch it. And there's an ad before it. And that makes me mad.
An ad for the ad.
An ad, like, you know, for Sky Rizzy or something, whatever. And then the ad I'm actually waiting to see. I'm like, really? It's like, so this is how much we're watching this ad, that it gets an ad put in front of it. So annoying. Hey, if you hate the announcers, I was going to say you could go over to Nickelodeon because they always do like the slime cam. And all. They're not doing it this year.
What?
Yeah. I'm super bummed out.
Well,
I really like that.
I wonder if that's because the show's on Fox and isn't associated with, like, CBS, I think, is associated
with. It's like a Viacom thing or whatever parent company is. Yeah, I mean, that has to be it because it's such that, oh, God, that's so fun. And it grows the new kids up. And, you know, here's a football fan. Look, they just get slimed.
Here's what I'd recommend. Just click the mute button and watch your game then. Like, if you don't sit there and hate some dude who loves the game. It's his biggest day of his freaking career. He's trying his hardest. He's read about every player. Mm. And he's got all his little notes there for him. I know a little bit about this just because I know what it's like. You're worked up. You're ready to. And then the first thing some guy's like, I don't know. That's not for me. I hate this guy.
Yeah.
Hate me?
Well, listen, don't look at the text while you're doing the show.
Good point.
Mm. You know, the other thing you do is listen to the radio broadcast. I do that. I do that with games.
You can put the radio broadcast on. That's fun. Because
the announcer's always so much better.
Mm. Well, this year it's Tom Brady, and he's so great at everything.
16% of people are mostly excited about the halftime show. Kendrick Lamar is headlining this year, but I believe they've already announced even some of the guests he'll have, like SZA.
SZA is going to be on there. They have a song together. But I haven't seen any other people on there.
The announcers this year are Kevin Burkhart and Tom Brady in the booth, Aaron Andrews and Tom Rinaldi on the sidelines. And 2% say they're there for that team.
Oh.
That's their moms.
Really? Yeah. Well,
and their friends.
They didn't cast a wide net on this poll.
Anyway, go easy on them, would you? You don't have to be so mean about that.
Just try to have a fun day.
Trying their hardest.
And don't talk about politics during the game either. Just try to have fun. Eat your wings. Lick your fingers. Take your notes about the Super Bowl ads.
You don't even have a...
Play your Super Bowl bingo.
It's not the Niners. I mean, what are you guys?
I know. You don't even have a bun in this oven.
Right.
God.
Which leads me to this great text. Finn, I don't like your analogy, says 415. It's different. You don't have a nun in Deepak's oven.
Oh, a nun.
You got what I'm saying. Yeah.
Stop putting nuns in Deepak's.
Just trying to.
I don't have a nun in that onion. What?
Right.
Spun out of control.
Well, that's this show in general. And it's Friday, so brace yourselves.
Yeah, you know what? From now on, we should have I'm Gonna Sex You Up ready to go on a minute's notice. And if the show is in any kind of way circling the
right,
toilet,
the drain, sure.
Just hit that song and let's watch our boy dance.
Yes, actually,
it'll be like a cleanse. Like
I think we're getting cameras soon.
Oh, that'll be amazing. When, from now on, you got a new
when Chris,
bit, buddy.
When Chris starts.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoever Chris is,
we're
don't get
hit,
attached.
I Want to Sex You Up. We'll get a full palate cleanse. We'll watch you do your thing. Forever get negative.
What's the name of that band again?
Color Me Bad.
Color Me Bad.
It's going to be amazing,
Hold
everyone.
On, I'm going to see if I have it.
Oh, we have a new segment.
I need to prove it.
Bad with two.
Yeah, two, I don't know
you found
all
it?
About all
of
this stuff.
I found it.
All right. Well, we're not circling the toilet now.
You know what I like? Well, actually, you did kind of say we were.
yeah, you did.
Do you dance well to Oh Sheila? Oh, here it goes. Never mind. Come on, kid.
Yeah, let's.
That doesn't
get
sound
up.
Like it.
This isn't them?
This is it.
This is not it.
It's a.
No, this is not it.
This is it.
No, this is definitely not it. It's called All for Love. Hold on. I got a real one. Hang on.
I'm like.
Here it is.
Because it starts. Yeah, don't stop. TikTok, you don't stop.
Oh, here we go.
You don't stop.
I got this.
Oh no. I think you were just taping yourself. Oh boy. Okay. As fun as this is,
it makes no sense on the air.
We're not talking. We're literally watching Maddie dance. And I was like turning off the mic so that you could actually record the music.
Amazing.
This is so silly. Yeah.
All right.
I'll try to have that ready to go at all times now. So there we go.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
The Super Bowl is this Sunday, everyone.
Yes,
it's the biggest day of the year.
We're watching it for Color Me Bad.
Why being a bingo night regular could buy your brain an extra 5 years.
Oh, I love bingo.
I think that, look.
Bingo.
Staying social, old people, is very important. Really important.
Yes.
And it's easy to go, I'm tired.
Oh, it sure is. Yeah. I don't feel like it.
Older adults who maintain active social lives develop dementia approximately 5 years later than their less social peers. Simple activities like dining out, playing bingo, taking day trips, or attending religious services were associated with a 38% lower risk of developing dementia.
Wow. Friends, turns out your friends are really important.
Yeah. Well, and you know, this is sometimes people have to move to a place and make new friends. You just have to do that, whether that's at church or bingo or the bar. Maybe the bar is not the best bet.
Probably not the best, but you do what you got to do.
You can delay dementia by 5 years by staying socially active.
Mm.
Consider that, party people.
As we go into the weekend, be socially active.
My mom definitely doesn't do enough out of the house.
Oh, that's
definitely not.
Sandy, join a book club.
There's nothing I can do. She's her own woman. She's
Sandy,
the boss
go to trivia
of herself.
Night.
But she's definitely not.
Well, you worry about your mom, you know?
Of course
you
I do.
Right. You want to know that she's stimulated.
My brother goes over there quite a bit.
Oh, that's good.
But that's her. Like,
Jan or Nick?
Jan.
Okay. But she lives near Nick too, right?
Not really. She lives right down the street from Jan.
Oh, that's good.
Which is, you know.
She's the only woman for me.
He went to.
I think I hit a nerve.
You have no idea how true that is.
I do. I hear from you all the
Within
time.
Within our family, that is like, they're a couple. Not in the way you might think, but still.
Well, I didn't go there, but turns out, you know, he's a guy who's got to keep his leather furniture and his pinball machine and his six cars. And no woman is putting up with
that. Too many times I have seen her say, I can't even go over there. It's too much of a bachelor pet. There's tools and car parts in the house. Mm.
And it's Jan's house the whole time. So that's why he comes over to her house. She cooks for him. They sit together on a comfy couch and watch a movie.
Trust me. And this is mom stuff. You know about this. She'll be like, I can't even go over there. Then I'll talk to her again. And she'll be like, I'm over at your brother's cleaning. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
for God's sake.
She's
sakes.
A cleaning lady, too. That's not good.
That's awesome.
Stop it, Sandy. I'm delighted that Sandy has that, though. Like, it's so nice to be, you know, to have a super close relationship with your kids as they're adults.
When she went down to visit him and then came back and said, I found a house and I bought it. And we were like,
what?
You just threw money down on a new home. Yeah.
And then when next time you talked to Jan, was he like, yeah, it's fine?
No, he was all for it. But now I think it's actually now 10 years later, he's like, I can't move. I can't go, you know.
Right. Well, there's, you know, mom's there.
Mom came here to be by me, and
Mm. Oh.
Well.
Sorry, ladies, but.
He's taken.
He's a mama's boy.
I'm sure your sister is having some experiences with this where she's the daughter that's nearby.
Yeah. Because the son that's nearby is way more hands-off than the daughter that's
nearby.
Well,
he's fishing.
Very busy with that. The fishing
Sarah,
is very
he's
important.
Fishing and he's running a
We got to get the fish. We got to look at the fish. Then we got to take the fish off the hook and we got to drop the fish back in the water. That's where it belongs. Don't worry. It'll get going. Got to let the fish go. Jesus. Come on, fish. Throw some rocks at it, kids.
I wish we could put the video up where he's kicking a fish that has clearly been out of the water.
No,
that's
no,
a dead
it's fine.
Fish.
He's fine. Took a few pictures with it. It was wriggling at first, and then I put it back in the water. It'll get pretty soon. It'll kick back in. The water. It's like CPR for fish.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697-925 says, Chris, what happened to Bobby?
Yeah, we're going
to
get right. Because we already have a Bobby.
You don't get to know any of the names right. ever anymore at all. We've made that mistake one too many times. Someone moves on and suddenly
we've made that mistake 10 too many times. Like, honestly, we are the devil, apparently. So we're not letting you get to know this person. We're making up a fake name. It's going to be, you know, very androgynous. We're going Chris or Pat.
408
says. Are there any other ones?
I am shaking my booty to sex it up with Maddie. Stacy, San Jose app.
Stacy.
So can we get the video of you thinking that you're taking a video of Maddie and get that played up?
It is quite funny. His facial expression.
I think it was deleted.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Was it,
though? You can save it. Yeah, sure, it's a... You can go to... deleted files.
I don't know if I can find it ever again. Oh, what do you? You don't know how to do that. You don't get to get in my phone.
Oh no! I was saying I wouldn't know how to do it. I wasn't saying I was going to get in your phone. I don't want any part of that, Zother.
Don't.
I'm just going to delete the whole Zother file and see if you can. Sorry about it. That's too bad. Just start a new one, Zither.
408 says. Richard, 408, Odyssey.
Hey,
I'll be watching the Super Bowl in a movie theater for the first time with a good food and drink menu.
Oh, that sounds
fun. No hosting and cleanup after. Where's that happening?
I don't know. Richard, I wonder if a lot of places are doing that. That's interesting.
That is.
Do they serve drinks there? I'm wondering.
Sure. It says there's a whole menu. Good food and drink menu.
Hmm?
I mean, you can get drinks at all the movie theaters now, can't you? The one by us, you can get drinks.
Pretty much everyone that I've been to recently has a bar.
I would never order a drink at a movie, so I guess it just doesn't occur to me. So, because honestly, I'm trying to not drink anything while I'm in a movie. These people with their big gulps in the movies, I'm like, well, you're going to miss half the movie. Go and pee.
Mm-hmm.
It's like getting on a plane. My goal is I don't want to pee on that plane. I pee right before I go.
We don't want you to pee on that plane.
I don't want to pee on the plane.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm just going to sit here. I want to sleep on that plane. That's what I want to do. And never wake up until I get to my destination, which never happens. But
you can usually get a few hours.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get one minute.
No way.
You got to go first class where you can lay your seat flat.
None of it will change. I expect someone to be drawing D's on my face. I just can't unclench in public like that and be all... Well, I'm just gonna.
It's like you're in your own little cradle, and then like the flight attendant looks in on you. Are you okay in there? Do you want me to get you? Oh, you're good. All right, great. And then they back away, and you can't see them anymore.
First of all,
yes,
I'm not a first class guy. I'm in cattle class. So
why?
There's no, because
you have the wrong credit card. You have the wrong credit card. You got to get one that gives you miles. That's the way.
I probably do, but I'm already spending money on a trip. I'm not going to be like, you know what I need. More space.
To spend the money, to spend the miles on an upgrade.
No, you get to be back in cattle class. You fall asleep. Next thing you know, you wake up. The guy next to you is falling asleep on you and drooling on you.
Forget that. You gotta figure it out. There are people who know how to work the system, and they find their way into first class every time.
Are you talking about yourself?
Uh-huh. I'm talking about John, actually. I'm just like, I go, John, I never want to fly cattle class again. And he's like, okay, I have my marching orders.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, well, let me tell you. I moved off of that because I wanted to see if Nickelodeon was doing the Super Bowl, and they're not. Coming up, how about we don't talk about the Super Bowl for once, huh?
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.